Welcome to a new podcast of AmazingPages.com, The Journey. I'm your host, Jim, and this is my journey through acute myeloid leukemia, bone marrow cancer, and subsequent follow-up. As I mentioned in the last podcast, I got a little distressing news from the doctor, and I had to take a new medication. Don't you love it when all this stuff pops up on your computer and annoys you while you're trying to do something? Okay, I get it. Thank you. Okay, so anyways, backwards we go now. I have to take a medicine called IDIFI. It's an experimental drug. It's quite expensive. $26,000 for a month's supply. My deductible is $2,000. I was fortunate enough, and if you look on this website and other places, you'll see places that can assist you with these types of situation where the medication is really just out of sight. Even though I have insurance and I have Medicare, it still left me with a $2,000 out of pocket. So I applied for and received a grant from the Leukemia Foundation. And that was for $5,500, so that should take me through my maximum deductibles with my health insurance carrier, Aetna, and allow me to get this life-saving medication for the entire year. It does have some very serious side effects that you have to be looking out for. IDIFI, again, that's the name of the medication. It can create a situation called differentiation syndrome. Most of the side effects that you have to look out for seem like they're basically flu-like symptoms: achy joints, swelling of the hands, neck, things of that nature. And if that does happen, which can occur, they said any time between 10 days and 300 days of taking the medication, you have to seek immediate emergency room care. And I carry around a little wallet card that has one of those scan codes that'll take the doctor or the medical staff right to the page that the manufacturer has provided that gives information about this and how to counteract it or whatever might not be necessary to save your life. So far, I feel just fine. I have not had any side effects from that. I continue to go about my daily doings as best I can with as much precautions as I can take, wearing a mask. I've started to help cook at one of the churches again for the homeless once a week and a couple other times a month. But every Monday, for sure, I'm cooking for about 4 or 5 hours each day to provide for the homeless. Now, I don't go to serve because it's just be a little too many people. But I do feel like God gave me another chance in life, and it's my responsibility to do unto others as I would like them to do unto me, and they have, because I'm still here. So I feel great, really. I don't have anything at all. Nothing to really report. I'm a little tired sometimes, but that's it. So I guess this is all just good news. I'll keep you abreast of the medication and any side effects. This is can potentially be a real lifesaver, this particular drug, IDIFI. Very expensive, of course, very cutting edge, but it can make a big difference in keeping you alive. We're going to be adding a couple other resources to the webpage because I continue to get reach outs from other cancer based information services that are asking me to be included in this website, and so I do so. And I would please ask that you let as many people know as possible about these podcasts and about the information contained within AmazingPages.com for cancer survivors and those suffering with a diagnosis. It's my intention to help as many people as possible, both through my voice and my written words. So please give me a hand with that, will you? In any case, now, go on out and have yourselves an amazing day.